From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Forum for the Fans, Bleed Blue Show, the Rink Podcast. In the middle of the NHL playoffs, second round action. Pretty good second round, by the way. You saw the Boston Bruins get past the Columbus Blue Jackets in six games. I'll talk about that a little bit later. As of right now, as we air this episode, the Blues and the Dallas Stars, St. Louis Blues and Dallas Stars, in their game seven, a very good game in the second intermission as we air this. Hopefully, as Rangers fans, a lot of us are the blue shirts. We rep for the blue shirts. We hope that Dallas holds serve, win this game on the road, so that the Rangers can get this first round pick. So right now, 1-1 Blues and Stars. So hopefully, the Stars find a way to prevail. As a matter of fact, Matt Zuccarello getting the game tying goal on a beautiful rebound off of a shot. They put it in. It was no need for no review. So right now, Stars and Blues 1-1. We got a game seven as well. Avalanche and Stars. I mean, not Stars. The Colorado Avalanche and the San Jose Sharks. A good overtime win by the Colorado Avalanche in Denver. The force of game seven to go back to the Bay Area, San Jose, California. There's a game seven right there. And then, of course, just pretty much Boston moving on. Boston moving on past the Columbus Blue Jackets. Matter of fact, I said that they were the outside of Tampa Bay, they were the best team remaining left in the tournament as far as firepower on the front line for the most part. David Pastrnak had a monster series, had a monster game six, as a matter of fact. Dominant game five as well. They're going to be a tough out, and the reason for it is the same reason I said it since the start of the playoffs. So a lot of these teams have elite scoring, but it as far as total balance across the board on the top line, and nothing's like the Boston Bruins in the league. And when you get additional help from other areas, your second, your third line. Krug and you bring in Krejci coming in, and he'll alternate on the first line as well. They're going to be very, very tough. Now, in this series, you know, I thought Columbus really showed a lot of heart. I mean, they showed a lot of grit. They did a great on the forecheck, forcing the action. The defense was good, but not as smothering like it was in the first round versus Tampa Bay. But Boston, they really rebounded in game five and game six as well. They were down 2-1 in the series. They didn't find a way to win game four, game five, and game six, so winning three in a row to get them to the conference finals versus the Carolina Hurricanes, who made quick meat out of New York Islanders, sweeping them in four games. That's the reason it went by so fast. It was kind of almost night and day of what we saw out of the New York Islanders, the way they ran through the Pittsburgh Penguins. And then they waited a week. I mean, I don't know if that had a lot to do with it. It's really hard to say, but they waited a week and pretty much lost a tough game in overtime at home at the Barclays Center. Lost game two. In games three and four, the Hurricanes just showed out. So you got an Eastern Conference Finals between the Bruins and the Carolina Hurricanes. And then, in the West, you got those game sevens, Sharks and Avalanche. And you got the Blues and Stars that's in session right now. Matt Zuccarello is trying to help us get that first round draft pick. We really appreciate that, Mr. Matt Zuccarello. We really, 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 really appreciate that. Ring Podcast Conference Finals episode. R. Pizzle, Ranger Proud on Facebook, Elite Sports Writer for Elite Sports New York Writer. Man, are you enjoying Blues Stars or what, man? How's everything, RP?
I think you reached the wrong line because you unmuted me.
Oh, what's up? How you doing? Who's this? Oh, Lou. What's up, Lou?
Yeah. I know you were talking about conference finals. So I thought, hey, why not jump in?
Yeah.
I mean, we got
talking conference.
Eastern... Yeah.
Yeah. What's your thoughts? What's your thoughts on the conference finals?
Well, you know, I really thought before I get to the conference finals, I really thought that round two was going to be more of a tighter series between you know, the Islanders and the Hurricanes. I really thought the Islanders were going to make more of an effort, but they just, you know, just fold up and die. I mean, they swept Pittsburgh, and then they get swept by Carolina. Now, everybody's thinking, oh, well, yeah, a 10-day layoff. Yeah, but you could use that layoff to prepare more for your game and make yourself stronger. I mean, you know, it can hurt you, but it can also help you because you get more time to prepare both physically and mentally, but that wasn't the case. So I'm looking maybe, I think this is going to be the end of the line for Carolina. I do think that the Bruins, you know, will take this. I mean, I didn't have them going this far. I mean, I had the Lightning going in, you know, all the way to the all the finals, and they choked up. And I was hoping maybe for, you know, redemption for Vegas, and that didn't work. So if I were a betting man, my bracket would have been busted already. But I do see Boston, you know, winning this series. I think it's going to be five games.
I agree with every point you said, man. There's not a point you just said from what happened between Carolina and the Islanders and transferring that over to the Boston, the conference finals versus, you know, Boston and the Carolina Hurricanes. And especially what you said about the layoff, as far as the Islanders had all that time to get ready, and they went out just like that. I agree with everything. I'm 100% in agreement with you. It doesn't make sense. I don't understand. I haven't really gotten the answers or the feedback that I, you know, wanted from, you know, Islander players. Like, how did that happen so quick? It's really hard to explain because the Islanders dominated Pittsburgh. I mean, they totally dominated the Pittsburgh Penguins. And then they went to the series versus the Carolina Hurricanes. Flat. Well, the first game was really tough. They played a very good game,
yes.
But then every game after that was kind of fizzled. They kind of fizzled out. They didn't have no answer for Jacob Slavin and Justin Williams. Those two pretty much dominated the entire series for the Carolina Hurricanes. And then if you add on what's his name, Sebastian Aho, the last game four, he really put it away. But look, I agree with everything you said. You know what? I agree with you on Boston. I would say Boston in six, and you say Boston in five. I mean, it's really a one game difference. But I think we're on the same page with Boston going into the Stanley Cup Finals. Boston's really they got too much scoring at the top of the top six.
Yeah,
and they were the best team behind the Tampa Bay Lightning. So. We agree. I have nothing. I can't disagree with anything what you said. It's just really mind boggling how the Islanders fizzled out. I still don't understand all that. What about the game sevens? What about in the West? Have you paid attention to the Blues and the?
Oh yeah, just hard to follow because the game, you know, the games have been on kind of late, so I haven't been able to see, you know, all this in entirety. I mean, that's what happens when you start a game at 10 o'clock here on the East Coast. Duh. But you know, I like what I see. I mean, the Avalanche has held up a lot, but I think they're going to run out of gas. As a matter of fact, let me check the scoring on this right now. We're doing Blues and Dallas right now. Ooh, Dallas and the Blues are still tied at one apiece. I have my heart set on Dallas, but I know a lot of fans who are fans of the Blues, especially my significant other. And she's not going to be happy if the Blues lose tonight. But I see Dallas still winning this, though.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, I'm a Rangers fan, and if the Rangers have incentive in this game, because if the Dallas beat get past the St. Louis Blues, that conditional pick turns into a first-round pick for the Dallas Stars reaching the Western Conference Finals.
Well, what do you make of that number one draft pick that they're looking for? They're making a big deal about this young star. He's on the junior under 18 junior championships, and this kid is phenomenal.
Which one? Who?
Yeah, I think his name is Jack.
Jack Hughes.
Jack Hughes.
Well, I mean, I think he's a phenomenal player. We watched a lot of him in the under-18s last year with USA. He's a dynamic player. He's got a great lateral movement. He's got good speed. He knows how to attack the net, whether he can score or pass. Problem with that is I don't think he gets past the Devils in an NHL draft. So right now in the NHL draft, within the top two, the Devils have the number one pick. The Rangers have the number two pick. Jack Hughes doesn't get past number one, I don't think. So, because he's that talented, and they would definitely want that to add on to, Taylor Hall and the crew over there in Newark, New Jersey. So, he's not getting. I don't think he's getting past number one. And then there's a lot of other prospects that we've been looking at, and we're going to get into that after the Stanley Cup playoffs. But he's that good, man. It's really hard to pass that up. He's been one of the best prospects for well over a year, and nothing really has changed. If anything, it kind of solidified his spot. He's a phenomenal player. He's going to be a captain. He's going to be a Stanley Cup champion someday. He's got that kind of talent.
How soon do you think?
As soon as within 10 years to win the Stanley Cup. Absolutely. It takes
that
time,
long,
you know. It takes time. I mean, you get on a team, and if the team's struggling, you get acclimated with a lot of the squad. I mean, it's not often somebody comes straight from the NHL draft and you make an impact. For instance, Austin Matthews, he was drafted, 2015, 16, something like that, and he's on his third year with the Maple Leafs, and they haven't even got past the second round. Well, actually, haven't gotten past the first round, so it does take time.
Yeah.
Look at other first round draft picks over the years. It's just you can go to Jack Eichel is another guy from Buffalo, first round draft pick, and they haven't. I don't even remember if they haven't even gotten into the playoffs, the Buffalo Sabres. So it does take time. Or even look at Connor McDavid, another prime example, another number one draft pick.
Yeah.
David. Generational dominant player, and they've gotten to the playoffs once. I think they got eliminated in that first round a couple of years ago. They didn't even make the playoffs the last two seasons. And he's, you know what I'm saying, it does take time. As great as these guys are, it definitely does take time. Going back to Alex Ovechkin, you could go back to Sidney Crosby. It took a few years for Sidney Crosby, but a lot of these guys who are number one draft picks and they go to different squads, it takes a little bit of time. Now, I watched the game last night. It was the Avalanche game. And Avalanche, they are fighting, man. I mean, this team, and when I think they were done, I would say they were done. Sometimes I kind of sleep on the Colorado Avalanche. I kind of slept on them last round versus who the hell they played? Oh no, it was the Flames. I definitely thought they were going to beat the Flames. But the game, man. I mean, the Landeskog line with Nathan MacKinnon, they are really holding on to this team. And JT Compher had a very good game, especially off of breaks. Who do you have between Sharks and Avalanche in on Game 7 on Wednesday?
I'm really torn about this, but if I had to make a choice, I think I'm going to go with the Sharks.
Yeah, I agree.
This is not an easy decision. This is not an easy one at all.
Yeah, and especially for the Sharks' perspective, Mark Edward Vlasic had a hell of a game, too. Game 6, this last game. He for a defenseman getting deep as he has, and again, clear rebound shots. He's getting into a scoring groove as well. Matter of fact, him and Brent Burns, the defensemen have kind of held the scoring down for the San Jose Sharks the last couple of games. And the Colorado Avalanche, their bread and butter, especially it's either off the breaks or off the power play. I don't see how the San Jose Sharks are going to give up stupid penalties to set up power play opportunities for the Colorado Avalanche. And if you remember in the last round, San Jose, they got away with murder with that major penalty that really got them back into the game versus the Vegas Golden Knights. I don't see that happening. So if Colorado was to win, they would have to get the early lead and hold on to it. I don't see them making a comeback in this game. I still pick the Sharks to win this game. I'm hoping, and the other game that's actually already in session, like you said, your significant other's team, the Blues. Well, you know, this is a tough game, man. I mean, this game is probably going to go into over. It could go into overtime. It's halfway through the third period. Title one. I mean, you know, since the Tampa Bay Lightning has been out of the playoff picture, it's been wide open. But I it's easy to say Boston is the perennial favorite, but you never know, man. I mean, Carolina, who would have thought Carolina was going to go to the conference finals? As much as Lou, as much as I've been a big Carolina Hurricanes, I guess you could say supporter, because I kind of been saying it all season, they have a lot of scoring points, but I didn't think they would even get to the conference finals, you know?
Exactly.
What things in this playoffs have you liked up until this point thus far?
Well, I mean, we've had our moments of upsets. You know, I saw like a double overtime game that happened early in round two. So that's been one of the more interesting moments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of overtime games. Most of them, of course, finish within the first overtime, so at least they're getting it done quickly.
Right. Is there a particular player in this playoffs, whether in the East or the West, that you've been impressed by the most, or is there any player?
Not really, no.
It's
been so unpredictable this season as in previous years, so it's kind of hard to, you know, pinpoint that.
Yeah, you got a good point, because in a year where you see in both the West and the East, the top seeds, the top teams in both conferences are getting out. Calgary was the best team in the West record-wise, and they were out in the first round. You know, Tampa Bay, we already know what happened with them. Pittsburgh, Washington, I mean, we're talking about powerhouses of Stanley Cup champions on these squads, and, you know, they're out in the first round. Like Washington losing to Carolina. I mean, this is really unpredictable stuff, so you have a great point, man. Oh, even Winnipeg, too, and Nashville. I mean, Nashville was a lot of people's favorites to go to the conference final or to the Stanley Cup Finals. I had Winnipeg going to the Stanley Cup Finals, and they lost to the Blues. I mean, you have these teams that were wild card, you know, wild card is pretty much majority of the year, and they're still in it. It really doesn't make sense. All the division winners are gone.
No.
For the most part. So,
How do you explain to someone who had 126 points in the regular season and then just become the all-time greatest choke artist in the league?
Yeah. It's a different season. My thing is it's a different season in the sense of the NHL season is one thing in the regular season to do what you do, but once the season is over and you start the playoffs, everybody has a clean slate. So it's not it just seems like it's a tale of two seasons. So whatever you did in the regular season, it really doesn't matter in the
doesn't
NHL playoffs. It's like the only sport out of all the major team sports where the lower seeds, if you play hard, you have just a good chance versus the top seeds. It's been like that year to year, but this is probably the most unique year of all of them. And the only top team that's really, you know, that's still in it from the regular season is the Boston Bruins, which I still expect to get past Carolina. To me, they got too much, you know, Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand and Pastrnak is starting to score goals too. For that top line for Boston, and they are the toughest out because they have that much scoring. I mean, they're interchangeable parts. And Carolina can score though, and they could. They have the defensemen to neutralize. Jacob Slavin is one of the better underrated defensemen in the league, and he got to show that against the Islanders. This is going to be interesting. I pick Boston like you put Boston. And I'm going to just sit back and watch and enjoy it. That's kind of how I look at it. And the same thing in the West. Whoever comes out of the semifinals in the West, so it could be either or, man. I mean, these teams are fighting, man. It's just good quality games, man. I say the NHL playoffs have been better than the NBA overall, so I have no issues. with how the NHL is going. Because all the NHL playoffs have been close for the most part. Like, there's been some close ones in the NBA, and with the NBA, there's too many blowouts as well. So
yeah, there has been. Although you can't say the same for last Friday night's game, 4 overtimes.
Yeah, that was one of the games I was referring to. That game was really, if you want to compare the sports, that's probably it was the best game between the two sports, was that 4 overtime game. I mean, Denver had multiple chances to win that game. But in the NHL, it's been such a thread of a hair of how teams are going to play and fight and scratch and crawl to get a win, man. I really don't have anything else to add because I think we kind of covered it for the most part. I mean, I just don't see. You know,
sorry.
Let me say it like this about Carolina. I hate to sleep on them, and they had that old, you know, the older veteran goalie. I still put Tuukka Rask and Net over him, and I think Tuukka Rask had a hell of a last two games as well. He's kind of been the unforgotten Bruin. Seen a lot of the shots that the Columbus Blue Jackets have put on him, and he did a good job in Game 6. The Boston Bruins, do you think they're going to win the Stanley Cup, or who do you think is going to win the Stanley Cup?
Huh. Well, now, with my bracket all busted up now, as much as I hate to say this, but I think it is going to be the Bruins.
Yeah. They're the easy ones. I still would pick the Bruins at this point. That was my pick originally. I said the Lightning, but.
Yeah,
but,
when you're a Ranger fan,
the
last thing you want to see is
but
Boston.
But you know what? I brought up this point the other week, last week, I think. Yeah, it was last week. That the San Jose Sharks, they've been around for a long time. As far as, you know, the franchise is, what, 25, 26 years old, whatever it is. But, I mean, the last 15 years, they've always been in the playoffs. They are due for as many times they've been into the playoffs, they are due for a Stanley Cup. They got to get one. And if there's every year for them to win the Stanley Cup, it's this year. Wow, it's wide open. So they got to get past Colorado to do that. But I feel that the San Jose Sharks have – their window has been long wide open. It should have been closed. And this is the time – because I think if they don't win it this year, I don't see in the foreseeable future they're going to win it in the next, I don't know, 3 to 5 years. As good as the talent they have – I just think it's been such a flukish year with all the big teams, like, you know, Pittsburgh, Washington's, you know, Tampa Bay, all getting out in the first round. I don't think
that's
going to happen.
Yeah, what
happened
with the Big O?
I mean, it could happen, but I think those teams are going to not – they're not going to fall like they did. And some of those things were unforeseeable for circumstances, like T.J. Oshie getting knocked out in the Washington series, or he missed a couple of games. So maybe that had to do a little bit of something – of why Carolina was able to hang around and win Game 6 and Game 7 on the road in Washington. So, any additional thoughts, man?
No, I'm just like, you know, like what happened with the Big O this year? I mean, this playoff run, ugh. Just, ugh. I'm bad. Lost for words with that. Anyway, before I go, I just wanted to let you know that I actually have a sports show that I host now on Saturday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. in the East. It's called the Enhanced Sports Show. We cover everything in the world of sports. Well, almost everything. You can reach us at 712-775-7035, pin number 410173, and then the pound sign. Remember, that's on the
right.
6 o'clock in the East.
All right. Cool, man. Thank you for the information on that. Having people reach out to your sports show and give you a holler, man.
And you can also reach me at Gmail. For email, it's lutenor45@capitalgmail.com. That's lutenor45@capitalgmail.com. And I'm also on Facebook as well. Why? Because I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere.
All right. Cool, man. Thank you very much, Lou, for your the shout-outs and your sports opinions on that, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, so we'll be back next week, another episode, we'll get into more of the games of what happened between the Eastern Conference Finals, Western Conference Finals, on the Stanley Cup. BleeBlueShow.com is our website, audio archive episodes. Sangre Azul, BleeBlue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Blee blue, 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 blee blue.